It's time for the Vintage Truth Podcast with best-selling author and Bible teacher, Jeff Kinley.
So today we're talking about celebrity conversions. Celebrity conversions, are they real? Is this something that we can realistically kind of step back and go, wow, God, look what you're doing. This is amazing. Look, there's revival sweeping the land. Are these things true? Are they real? Or is it something else? Of course, the latest celebrity to come out to say he is a genuine born-again Christian is Kanye West, the rapper mogul. And his wife, Kim Kardashian, has said, oh, yes, it's real. And of course, she is not known for her Christianity. So we have to say, well, where are you on this whole thing? Now, I've got a lot to say about this. I'm going to try to say it succinctly as I can in just this one little podcast. So hang with me on this thing. I want to begin by saying this, that when someone comes out and says, hey, I'm a Christian, the first thing we say in our hearts is, well, hey, I hope it's true. I mean, don't you hope it's true? Don't you want God to save people? Of course you do. I don't care who it is, whether they're, you know, a famous person or not. But recently, Kanye West has come out. His wife has said, yes, he's had an amazing evolution of being born again and being saved by Christ. And of course, the Kardashians, you may not know this, but their roots are in Christianity. You wouldn't know that from what they've done with themselves and how they prostituted themselves on social media and other places. But yeah. And so now Kanye West is, he's held this thing called Sunday service where thousands of people come out for the supposed worship service. Of course, they say there's no preaching going on. And he actually tried to trademark the phrase Sunday service, and he couldn't do it. But, you know, in recent years, we've had multiple celebrities come out who've said, yeah, I'm a Christian now. People like Chris Pratt, the actor, Shia LaBeouf, another actor. Even at one time, Miley Cyrus claimed to be a Christian. Of course, Justin Bieber is one of these other people who claims to be a follower of Jesus Christ. So you have to ask yourself, you know, are these things true? And typically when these celebrities come out and say these kinds of things, you know, we get different reactions among Christians. Some rush out. They just want to praise them as being, oh, man, this is fantastic. You're a superstar. And think about all the great things you can do for God. And others kind of look at them with an eye of skepticism, saying, oh, I'm not sure about all this thing. So should we respond and say, you know, isn't it wonderful that this rich and famous and amazingly incredible person has found Jesus? Or should we step back and wait a little while and see kind of how all this thing pans out? Now, by way of introduction, just a couple of quick things. First of all, we live in a celebrity culture in our country that basically equates being a celebrity with validating whatever that celebrity says. And if you're a celebrity, then you're significant and you're meaningful and you automatically have a platform and that type of thing. We normally don't think of that person as just a person, you know, just them before God. We always think of their fame. We always think of their money. We always think of their celebrity. And we say, oh, wow, isn't it great? And so sometimes we tend to kind of look at them quickly and go, wow, this is amazing. And also because, you know, we feel like as Christians, and we are very, very marginalized in the world today. So anytime someone with any notoriety, whether it's a famous athlete, a famous movie star, a has-been movie star, a has-been singer, whatever, comes out and says, hey, I'm a Christian now, we go, yay, you're on our team now. But here's something that we know for sure, is that if they are truly believers, the world is going to hate them eventually, especially the world that they're in. They're going to be blackballed. They're going to be marginalized. They're going to be silenced. They're going to be criticized. They're going to be demonized as soon as possible. I don't care what they do, what they say, and how loving they are. If they believe in Jesus and the things that the Bible says, my friend, it's not going to take long for the world to absolutely excoriate them. Now, having said that, let me say this, that number one, I sincerely and genuinely hope that these conversions are real. Now, as you look back at some of the ones that we've seen, like the Miley Cyrus thing, the Shia LaBeouf thing, their lives have not backed up any remote semblance of Christianity absolutely whatsoever. So apparently this was a phase that that they were going through. They haven't come out and said, hey, I'm a Christian, but I'm just struggling now and blah, blah, blah. The whole Justin Bieber thing, he's hooked up with several celebrity pastors on the East Coast and the West Coast, and they all say, oh, no, it's real, it's real. Now he's married, and his wife says she's a Christian and that type of thing. Here's the deal. I hope they are. I really do hope they are, but for different reasons than you might think. You see, when these people claim to be Christians in the public limelight, they open themselves up to incredible, incredible scrutiny and criticism, not just from the world, but also from the Christian community. So number one, I do hope they're real, but here's the thing. You need to also watch out for fake news reports as well. Like recently I saw an article that says Brad Pitt has now become a Christian and that type of thing. If you read the article closely, nowhere in that article does Brad Pitt claim to be a Christian. He's simply saying that I prefer spirituality to more rules-based Christianity, which is what he supposedly grew up in. So we have to be very careful, even when you read, because there's a lot of fake news out there. And people know that if they put a celebrity name with a headline that says, became a Christian, you're going to click on that. It's total, complete clickbait. All right? So you need to watch out for that as well. The second thing is don't be wowed by early reports of radical conversions by people. Because once again, in the age that we live in, with the type of news that we report out there, we want to latch on to anything that'll cause people to click on an article or a video or whatever. So don't immediately just be taken in by that and start reposting on Facebook and Instagram. Oh, look, he's on our team now. Yay, yay, yay. We've got him on our side. You might not. So don't immediately just jump into that, okay? The thing that we have to ask ourselves, because here's what's happened in the past. In the past, you've had people that have been put up like that. I mean, you, even to the point of the people like Miley Cyrus and Shia LaBeouf and, oh, what's the name of the singer? What's her name? Oh, yeah, Katy Perry. I mean, she originally began as a quote-unquote Christian singer. Not a Christian singer today. The question we need to ask ourselves and that we hope will come out of their life is not just the headline that they become a Christian, but do they understand the gospel? I mean, what Christianity are these people believing in? What Christ are they believing in? Which version of Jesus that floats around the airwaves and the world today are they really placing their trust in? Do they understand what it means to be saved? Do they understand the gospel? Do they understand the Bible? Are they being discipled by someone who knows Jesus genuinely and knows his word? So I would like to caution you, do not immediately lift them up as celebrity hero Christians. Don't do that to them. It's damaging to them. And it's a surefire way to crush them. Because if anything, they need to take time off and learn what it means to be a Christian before they then put themselves out there. You probably don't remember this, or maybe you do. Back in the 70s, Bob Dylan supposedly came to Christ and through, I think, the ministry of Keith Green. And he went on to write, I think it was 3 Christian albums of some of the greatest Christian music ever recorded. The lyrics are just, of course, it's Bob Dylan. I mean, he was the poet laureate of the 60s pop culture. But listen to this. He wrote some of the best words to the best Christian songs you will ever hear. I mean, gospel, I mean, solid, theologically sound, all these things. Guess what? Bob Dylan came out later and says, that's Christianity. I checked into that one time. Huh? I mean, we were on board with you, Bob. We were on the train, the Dylan train, and you bailed on us. You derailed, right? So we need to be real careful about putting these people up and being quick to, idolize them in the Christian community. Here's the second thing. Don't expect these celebrities to embrace right-wing political conservatism. You say, Jeff, why not? Well, because all of them are coming out of cultures that are extreme left-wing in their political views. So if they claim to be Christians, don't automatically assume, oh, well, they believe the same thing we do about abortion or about homosexuality or about gay marriage or about any of these things. It's very likely they don't. And if they do believe the same thing that the Bible says, guess what's going to, and that happens to line up politically with a certain political party, then guess what? They're going to crucify them. They're going to absolutely crucify them. Their peers will do that to them. And they'll find themselves in the back of the bus, the back of the line. Okay? So we need to be very careful to not assume that they're going to automatically just, oh, they're going to be Republicans now or whatever. That's not important that they believe that they be a part of a certain political party. What's important is that they embrace biblical values. All right? So we need to ask ourselves, you know, what are these people's faith based on? And in the absence of any of them coming out and saying, this is what I believe, we just don't know. All we know is what the news tells us to believe. And we have to be very careful about that. So, you know, and it's even happened within the Christian community. I mean, there's a Christian singer who is now the darling of Christian music called Lauren Daigle. And I hope Lauren Daigle is a believer. I hope she loves Jesus. Her songs are amazing. She has an incredible voice. But watch this now. Just because someone can sing well and they're talented and they're pretty doesn't mean they're a genuine disciple of Jesus. Do you understand that? Do you understand that just because someone's music ministers to you doesn't mean that they are filled with the Holy Spirit and they have become a believer? Now, I'm not saying she's not a believer, but when someone as shallow as she is biblically, who in a radio interview cannot say whether or not homosexuality is wrong or she's afraid to say it, either one of those two things, tells me that she's not being grounded in her faith, but her talent has catapulted her to the top of the stage to where she's now having all this quote-unquote influence. But what does this girl really believe? What does she know about the Bible? Does she even know God? Those are the things that we need to know about people before we start embracing and swallowing all of their music. Now, I'm not saying that she's not. I'm just saying that from that one interview, she obviously evidences the fact that she doesn't know the Bible very well or God, or that she's afraid to speak for him. One of those two things is true. So even within the Christian community, we need to ask those very, very hard questions. The problem is, if you're someone who questions, or at least says, hey, let's withhold judgment on whether or not these people are truly born again, or whether or not they're evidencing Christ-like fruit in their lives, let's just kind of wait before we jump on the bandwagon, then all of a sudden you're a hater. You're just a hater. And folks, let me tell you something. God does not need celebrities. He does not need powerful people. I mean, listen to what Paul said to the Corinthians. He said, we preach Christ. This is 1 Corinthians 1:23. We preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block, to the Gentiles foolishness. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Now watch this. For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many of you that are wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, I would add not many celebrity, not many rich, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong, and the base things of the world and the despised, God has chosen the things that are not, that he may nullify the things that are. Why? So that no one can boast before God. And what is he saying there? He's saying that if you're rich or powerful or celebrity, then God might be able to use you. But it's the ordinary people that God loves to use. So make no mistake about it. God does not need powerful or celebrity Christians. Now, if they are powerful and they're celebrities and they become Christians, fantastic. Praise God. And I pray they would use their platform for that purpose. But God doesn't need them. What God needs is ordinary people like you and me. That's who God really needs. So another thing I would say is this, is that the ones who, and this has been true in 30 years of ministry over and over and over again, that the ones who come out very, very strong out of the gate are typically many, many times more than not those who do not last. And Jesus bore that out in the parable of the sower and the soil and the soils. In Mark chapter 4, and I don't have time to go through the entire passage, but he just says that as a sower went out to sow, he says some of his seeds fell beside the road, the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on the rocky ground where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of soil. And the sun rose and it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns became choked it up and yielded no crop. And other seeds fell in the good soil, and they grew up and increased and yielded a crop that produced 30, 60, and 100 fold. And he explains that by saying that the first seed is that Satan comes by and takes away that seed immediately. In other words, they don't last. He said the second one, he says that a similar way are those who are sown on the rocky places where they hear the word, they immediately receive it with joy. These are the people that just come on gangbusters with their faith in the beginning. But then he says that, but they get no firm root. That's what we're talking about, root and depth and knowing God and knowing the scripture. They have no firm root in themselves, but are only temporary, as we've seen with a lot of these celebrities. Then when affliction and persecution arises because of the word, you know, when their people start persecuting them, it says they fall away. And others are sown, are the ones whom seed was sown among the thorns, and are one of the ones who've heard the word, and the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke out the word. It becomes unfruitful. And he concludes by saying, and there are ones whose seed was sown on the good soil. They hear the word, they accept it, they bear fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. Did you notice in that parable that three out of the four seeds does not continue? In other words, if you were to go strictly by statistics, three out of the four, they don't make it. You know, they're not genuinely converted. It's only the last one that does what? That produces fruit that lasts. That's what we're talking about here. So a lot of these people immediately come out with joy. Let's give it time before we get on the bandwagon, and let's see what happens for years in the future, just like with any other believer. Now, how do you respond? I would say believe the best, obviously, but don't believe blindly. Rejoice, you know, that someone has stopped being the person that they were before and that Jesus has changed them. Pray that God would create depth in them and that they would be discipled by someone. But don't just blindly just jump on this thing as if, hey, it's all true. I mean, it has to be, and these other examples, and it's very difficult, by the way, to be a Christian. It's even more difficult to be a celebrity Christian because you don't know what peer pressure is until that peer pressure comes with monetary reductions and penalties because you're not following the ways of the world. And so we need to make sure that we don't just jump on these things and say, oh, this is great and that type of things. God doesn't need celebrity Christians. Stop idolizing them. If they're real Christians, you'll know. Don't worry, you'll know. You'll know it in their music. You'll know it in their acting. You'll know it in their personal lives, just like it is in your life. How do people know that you're a Christian? By who you are, by the way you treat your family, by the things that you do, by the things that you post, by the things that you, by the people that you are closest to in terms of having fellowship with. And so we have to allow God the luxury of working in them over time. So yes, let's hope that they're real. Let's pray that they're real. Watch out for that fake news, though, because there's a lot of clickbait out there. Don't be wowed by early reports of people's conversions. Let time and the Holy Spirit take their course. And I would say finally is this, and I would say this to Justin Bieber if you were sitting right in front of me. This is what I'd say to him. Justin, I hope you're a true believer, buddy, but here's the deal. 2 Corinthians 13:5 has a word for you, has a word for Jeff Kinley, and this is the word. It says, test yourself to see if you're in the faith. Examine yourself. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test. And what is that test? It's if your faith is real. And the faith that is real will produce fruit over time. Biblical fruit. Hey, I'll be back on the next Vintage Truth podcast. I hope you can join me. We'll talk to you then. Have a great week. Stay close to Jesus, my friend.
Thanks for listening to the Vintage Truth podcast. Please subscribe and share with a friend. For more about Jeff's ministry, go to jeffkinley.com.